There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. We're so happy that you're here with us today, and we're hoping that you're having a great day so far. A lot of you folks that we talk to have a lot of different accounts, and sometimes you have a financial advisor, sometimes you don't. You know who you are, and generally speaking, you might have a lot of money, and you might think you're all set to go. You might even think you're golden. You might have over $1 million in savings, maybe a Schwab account, a Fidelity account. You might have a 401k, maybe an IRA, maybe a Roth IRA, maybe an annuity, maybe some life insurance. You have all sorts of different accounts. But guess what? There's a big difference between having savings and having income. The real question is, when are you going to retire? And then when you retire, how much money are you going to draw each month? What accounts do you draw from? What are the tax implications? It's almost like this thing we all have in our house. It's called a junk drawer. Can you picture that? Picture your junk drawer, folks. Okay? So you open up that junk drawer, and what do you find in there? Maybe you might even find a hammer. Maybe, what, a couple hundred old pens from different places?
Half of them don't write.
Right? Maybe some magic markers that... Most of them don't write because they've been in there so long. Oh, paper clips. There's probably some paper clips floating around in there.
Rubber bands. Got to have rubber bands.
Maybe an old set of keys that you don't even know what they're good for.
It's
anymore.
A hodgepodge of stuff.
So it's kind of like you have this junk drawer of financial products, right? And they're not playing together. They're just kind of shoved in a drawer. Maybe you pull them out once a quarter. You look at the quarterly statements. You kind of maybe get a feel. Maybe you don't even do that. You just keep it shoved in your junk drawer and you pull it out once a year and look at it. And I want to kind of compare the concept of a financial junk drawer to the symphony. Lori and I went to the symphony recently. And when we sat down before things got started, we're just kind of listening to everything. And if you've ever been there, you know that each instrument warms up to their own warm-up routine. And not only each instrument within maybe the violins or maybe within the horn sections or whatever, but every different section warms up to a different thing. And it comes across loud, comes across conflicting. It sounds like chaos. And to me, it's basically just a bunch of noise until this guy comes walking out in this beautiful tuxedo. He's got a stick that's, I don't know, maybe 14 or 16 inches long. And he stands behind this little podium and he taps it. And next thing you know, it's perfectly quiet and everybody starts making beautiful music together. And what the conductor does is he knows the sound that is supposed to be coming ahead, and he knows when to cue each instrument to come into the music, when to adjust the volume, and puts it all together so that what is your job at the symphony? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the beautiful music. And that's what we want to offer you. We want to offer you that financial experience that is organized and put together. That's the retirement roadmap review that we talk about. And today we want to talk about your retirement and the many risks that you're going to face during retirement. Not to scare you, but we're just trying to make you totally aware of a lot of the areas that you need to focus on. And there are things that change drastically when you leave the workforce and you enter retirement. Your life changes, your routine changes, your risk tolerance changes, your emotional connection to your money is going to change, and your financial needs and your income requirements are going to change as well. So we want to talk about seven distinct retirement risks that you might face as you go into retirement.
And it's so important to have a plan, a written plan, a game plan, if you will. We talk about this every week, and we just want to make sure that you're focused on the planning part of this process, not only for how you're going to invest your retirement dollars, but how you'll address the risks that we're going to cover today with regard to your specific investments, your specific portfolio, and your specific objectives. So we can help you with that. We can help you sort it all out. As always, please reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, our number is 314-328-4400, and we encourage you, if you can't call in, please go out to our website, yourretirementhighway.com, and you can reach out to us that way as well.
So real quickly, we'll kind of go through a few of the first risks. The first one is inflation risk, and that's the first of the seven. During your working life, that natural progression in a working career gave you raises, bonuses, and generally, you made more money as the years go by, and you kept up with inflation. But when you retire, you don't have that paycheck anymore, and you need to make sure that your paycheck that you're drawing from your assets and your investments can account for inflation, which has been really relatively low over the last number of years.
Yeah, in fact, I think the inflation rate that was stated for 2017 was 2.1%. And what we often find with folks is that in their early years of retirement, where they're more active, they're spending more, they may be impacted more by inflation, that inflation impacts your retirement in those earlier, more active years. In the later years, as you're slowing down and maybe not doing some of the things that you once did, and you've curtailed your expenses, sometimes inflation at that point doesn't have quite the same impact.
And the second one is longevity risk. We are living longer than ever before. And if you're healthy when you enter retirement, how long do you really plan on living? I'm seeing a lot of folks, my dad was included, retired over 30 years. That's a long time to build a program, a retirement plan. And you need to be forward thinking in what that's going to look like as time goes by, the longer that we live.
The likelihood that you could be retired longer than you worked and that your retirement could be as much as three decades, I think there's a high probability of that. And in keeping with retirees' number one fear of running out of money, you've really got to do a good job of planning for that longevity.
The third risk is a long-term care illness or a chronic illness. And as the life expectancy continues to grow, like we just said, the potential for need of long-term care increases, and there becomes a higher probability that you might need some care. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 70% of people over 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. Will that be you?
Yeah. And the things that people worry about with regard to long-term care is the if you don't use it, you lose it concept. It's expensive. The price might rise to the point that after you've had it, you can no longer afford it. Maybe it's hard to get approved. And these are all things that we need to have a conversation on and just see what's right and what's best for you.
So as we said, if you have that financial junk drawer, with everything kind of laying around and you're looking to orchestrate that junk drawer into a symphony, a process where you can relax, sit back, and enjoy the music, the financial music of your retirement, reach out to us for your own personal retirement roadmap review. If you've saved at least $250,000 for your retirement and you'd like to come in and take a step through our process, now, some folks have said to us, you know, I only want the review. I don't want to do anything else. Can I just get that? Well, the value of just doing that review would be about $2,000, but we don't do that. We take you through the process. We want you to have a retirement roadmap review. We don't charge for that. We want you to become a little bit more open to who we are. We want to become open to you are. We want to get to know each other a little bit so that if you said to us, I want to do some business right away in that first meeting, again, we're going to say no. Reach out, set up a time. We have 4 open meeting times in the next 2 weeks. The number to call right now, 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400 for your own personal retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KingMOX.
Welcome back. We're so glad that you're here with us. We're talking today about 7 risks in retirement. Again, not to scare everyone, but just to make you aware of some of the things that you need to watch out for and be thinking about in your planning process. The 4th one that we wanted to talk about was the rising healthcare costs. And that's become a big issue for a lot of folks, especially for those of you that want to retire before 65, because most companies are not bridging health insurance from an early retirement to age 65. That becomes something that is now on your shoulders. And I think for the folks that we see, it's probably the number one reason that people are not retiring before 65, or that their biggest fear is health insurance.
I would say yes. In the last year or so, I believe that the number one concern that people have about retirement is what they're going to do about these rising healthcare costs. And you make a great point for people that are going to think about retiring early. If they don't have insurance that will follow them until they're 65, they've got to spend their own funds to bridge that time, and that can be pretty costly. The RBC Wealth Management said that 80% of Americans are worried about funding the cost of healthcare as they age, and that only 50% of those have actually factored healthcare into their retirement plan. And my question simply would be, is that you? Are you one of those that hasn't factored that in? If so, that might be something you need to be thinking about pretty seriously.
And are you concerned about that healthcare cost and that bridge to get to 65? It shouldn't be anything that's frightening. You basically just need to plan for that expense. And I would say if you're single, I would plan at least for $750 a month for individual health insurance. And if you're a couple, I would use at least $1,500 a month. Build that into your expense. We always talk about the spending part of planning. You need to build that in, and then it won't scare you at all until you become Medicare eligible. Then you need to probably factor in about $300 per person for a Medicare supplement to wrap around Medicare.
But I think the key point is you've got to be thinking about it and have to be planning for it.
Absolutely. Item number 5, the 5th risk, emotional and irrational investor behavior. This one's a lot harder to identify and even more difficult to control. It's the risk that you bring about on yourself with the way you think, with the way you act, and the way you make decisions regarding your investments and your investment dollars.
And there's two, when we think about emotional and irrational behaviors, there's two behaviors that investors typically display. One is called confirmation bias, and it's a pretty simple one to understand. It's just where you justify your decisions by asking other people what they think about those decisions. Hey, I did this. What do you think of that? And so you're just looking for confirmation, and if you tend to get people that say, well, I don't particularly care for what you've just done, then you keep seeking, finding someone that will agree with what you've done so that you can get that confirmation. And that's confirmation bias.
Yep. Yeah. And then there's anchoring. Those are the people that tend to anchor to decisions or investments that they believe in or maybe had past success with, regardless of what the future outlook might be. That's like driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. You're not going to get very far, and you're probably going to have a serious accident if you're doing that. You need to be forward thinking and not anchored. So be careful not to put too much value in what other people say, the hearsay, things you read, things you hear, things that your coworkers, your relatives, whatever the case might be. And be careful not to anchor too much into past history.
And just a really quick example, we had somebody in the other day who had a significant amount of their 401k assets in GE. They worked for GE. And, of course, GE's been a great company, but in the last year hasn't done so well. In fact, it lost 50% of its value. But he's so anchored in the fact that, A, he's a GE employee, and, B, he just is in love with GE. He's probably never going to liquidate or get out of that position and get better diversified. And that can lead to some pretty bad outcomes sometimes.
It sure can. Remember Enron?
That was the one I always think
and,
of.
And folks, I'm not saying GE is going to become Enron. Don't take that wrong.
No, conceptually.
Yes. The sixth risk, losing money safely in this low interest rate environment. That really is also a significant risk today because of those low interest rates. And if you think of it this way, if the inflation rate in last year was 2.1% and you made maybe 1.5% on your cash account, you're losing money safely. Your purchasing power went down because the cost of goods went up 2.1%, but you only earned 1.5%. You effectively lost 0.6% in future purchasing power, losing money safely.
And that is something that we see happening very, very frequently. And if you're one of those that feels good about having a lot of cash on hand where you're not getting much of a return on your cash assets, you may be one of those that is losing money safely.
And then the last one is sequence of return risk. It's the last one, and I think absolutely the most important one to talk about. And that comes into play with not knowing what the market cycle is going to be in the early years of your retirement. Again, we're currently in the 10th year of a major bull market run. And that it's significant because bull markets tend to average only 7 to 10 years in duration, and we're 10 years into this one.
And one of the examples that we use is that period of 2000, 2001, and 2002. Those were the 3 years of the tech bubble burst and Y2K and all those fears that everybody had. But if those had been your first 3 years of retirement and you were needing your assets to produce cash flow for your retirement income needs, that would have been a devastating time for you. And there's no way of knowing that in the future. Looking forward, you have no way of knowing that that's about to happen. But you have to, and we talk about it all the time in this planning process, put things into place that will somehow protect and guard against that worst case scenario.
And the moral of the story there, you can control when you retire, but you can't control what the market's going to do after you retire. So you have to really be careful in how you balance that risk. And doing that is much like the conductor of the symphony that I was talking about earlier. Balancing that, knowing how to restructure all those musicians into one congruent process to create beautiful music. And we'd like to offer you that opportunity for your own personal retirement roadmap review. reach out, give us a call today. We have 4 open meeting spots for the next 2 weeks. The number 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back as we talk today about the 7 risks facing you in retirement. To go over them again real quickly, number 1 was inflation risk. Number 2, longevity risk. The 3rd one, long-term care illness or chronic illness. Number 4, the rising healthcare cost situation. Number 5 is your own emotional and irrational investor behavior. Number 6, for those of you that like safe assets, maybe losing money safely in these low interest rate times. And for those of you that are more market-oriented, the concern number 7, the sequence of return risk and not knowing what the market's going to do in those first few years of retirement.
So here's the thing. We know that these 7 risks can wreak havoc on your portfolio. They can wreak havoc on your retirement. And so knowing about them is really half the battle. And the other half of the battle is planning for them. So if you've done some recent review on your portfolio and you're looking ahead maybe to retirement and what that's going to look like, and in doing this review you think you have some holes or you see some potential holes, or after hearing today's show you've identified with some of these 7 risks that we've just pointed out, and you think that they can hurt you, I think that what that's telling you is it's time to get a second opinion, and we can help you with that.
So are you the person that has the financial junk drawer, a collection of a lot of different products, not understanding how they play together, not understanding maybe the tax consequences of when and how you take your withdrawals, from where you take your withdrawals, how everything kind of works together? You might be the person that pulls things out of the junk drawer, you know, once a year. Would you rather be the person that goes to the symphony? The person that has a conductor that can make everything work together, that can help you take withdrawals in the proper sequences, that can help you create an income plan, help you create an investment policy statement, do some tax planning for you, do some healthcare planning, and then pull together the estate planning. These are all the sections of the financial symphony that need to come together. And what Steve and me do is we do this for people every day with the Retirement Roadmap Review process. So if you've saved $250,000 or more for your retirement, come on in and sit down with the two of us and let's just have a conversation. The value of what we do, like I said, is in the neighborhood of about a $2,000 process. We don't charge for it. We just want you to come in, get a chance to know us, let us get a chance to know you, and see if we can help you through that process. The number again is 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400, or you can get a hold of us on the internet at yourretirementhighway.com. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next week right here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.